Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Half the hour here on the DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. Lots of you are in league, if you will, in league with us conversationally, and the responses help yourself. I'm looking at some of the stuff on Facebook, facebook.com/DJV show. You listen to discussions on the Apple Podcast app if you want, Spotify, all kinds of places and ways to get the podcast. I was talking, I went to lunch with a group of people yesterday, and they, as soon as somebody starts, well, what do you do? And I tell them, well, how do I find you? What station are you on? I always love it when people ask me that, when they explain it's a syndicated program, and they want to know what station you're on. So in Jennifer's case, she can say she's on KRLA. In my case, I got to go through 415 stations. Where do I start? And what's around here? You know, in the case of the Inland Empire, I say, okay, KCAA. And they say, where's that? So it's a lot easier. You must have that conversation, Victoria, with your pals, or all of you must in that circumstance, when they say, well, where? What station can I hear you on? What do you say, Victoria, when people ask you that?
The same explanation. Well, we're syndicated, so we're on a couple hundred stations around the country. And, well, where can I hear you around here? And it's like, well, right where I am in New Jersey, we're not on any stations right here. So then it just kind of, the conversation usually just devolves into, just listen online. That's what I tell people.
Well, so Fancy Nancy would tell her, for my daughter's on the radio, where does she tell them to listen? Does she send them to... All you got to do is send people to the website to go to djvshow.com.
I always tell people that.
Hit those two buttons. The listen button is a podcast button. So help yourself to that. Jennifer, well, you've been telling people. People know with you how to find you pretty easily. Kara, when you're talking to people about what you do, first of all, if you meet somebody new and you say, I produce a radio program, what is their reaction? What do they think of that? Do they come up with, you mean
they
a show
ask,
like?
They ask for my autograph immediately.
Do they?
Yeah. They're like, let me get that. No, I mean, everybody typically just asks what we talk about, what kind of show it is, and then they also do the same thing. Oh, where can I listen? And, I mean, I'm in a pretty urban area, so there's not really any stations there that have it. But some of the, I was like, well, you can go to Southern Maryland and listen to it. We have it down there. I took a trip to Southern Maryland one time and took the day off of work and turned the radio on, and who did I hear? Doug Steffen. So I was like, I can't get away. So people can listen there, but yeah, I mostly send them online as well.
All right, let's move to some of the things that are grabbing headlines around the country and around the world. People concerned, and I have a whole spiel on this virus, this coronavirus case, and a whole philosophy that I'm going to share with you in a few moments after Jennifer gives us an update on all the cases from over the weekend.
Yeah, well, this coronavirus has been spreading slowly in our country, but of course the fear is that these numbers are much lower than they actually are. The U.S. has at least 5 confirmed cases of the virus, coronavirus, from China, all among people who actually traveled to the city at the center of the outbreak. 2 new cases were reported over the last several days, one in Los Angeles County, yay, and the other in Maricopa County, Arizona, yay. The latter case was someone with ties to Arizona State University who did not live in school housing and who had a history of travel to Wuhan, China, according to state health officials. Officials with the Arizona Department of Health Services said that the Maricopa County patient wasn't severely ill and was in isolation at home to keep the illness from spreading. The department said it would not release potentially identifying information on the person for obvious reasons. Mm-hmm. The L.A. patient alerted authorities that he wasn't feeling well. This is great. As he arrived at LAX, so the patient was taken by ambulance to a hospital. Health officials had a news conference about it. They said everything worked as it should. The patient presented for care. The patient was transported to the hospital. The patient remains in the hospital. For just a look at how the rest of the world is handling this. Israel just issued an advisory. Their Ministry of Health joined several other countries around the world, warning its citizens against what they say is unnecessary travel to China in light of the outbreak. Wuhan's mayor admits the government didn't disclose information in a timely fashion about this problem. That's a big admission, because I think a lot of people were looking to China saying, hey, did you know about this? Were you trying to tamp it down? What was going on? The mayor said that people were not satisfied with the rate that his government released information on the coronavirus, adding it was not disclosed in a timely fashion. And it's also being felt in global markets. The global markets have been hit hard with fears, actually, of the coronavirus. Major European markets were down sharply on Monday, almost 2%, as worries escalate. So there you go. France, Spain, they're bringing hundreds of people home from China just to get them out of the area.
I have I'm going to follow me for a little bit, because I'm going to tell you a couple of stories from my experiences doing a couple of different things over the weekend, stories that have applicability to what we're doing. But I will just frame it in the usual way that I frame movies that I've gone to see. I did see a couple of good movies this weekend that I would recommend, both of them, actually. At first, I didn't think I was going to be interested in seeing The Gentlemen, which is an action, supposedly a comedy, a Guy Ritchie. But I've seen the trailers, and I thought, nah, I don't want to go see that.
Who's in that?
It's a big cast. Colin Farrell. Hugh Grant is in it. Matthew McConaughey. Michelle Dockery. It's a strong cast. And when I left the theater, I thought to myself, you know, I'm glad I went, because I would have, if I'd a, that's the, part of the thing is trailers and whether they tell too much of the story or not enough, or how they frame it. Trailers are very important to the success of a movie, especially people like me that go to the movies a lot and enjoy the stuff. I like Matthew. I like all of those people, frankly. All of them are good, but the way that the trailer set it up, it looked like it was violent, and I don't like violent, you know, overly violent movies. So going to that movie and understanding how well the story was told, Guy Ritchie's the director, very, very good acting. It was just a good story. I would say for those who like to go to the movies or enjoy any or all of those people, it's a good story. I'm not going to tell you what the story is, but it was a good story. There's a movie that's going wide this weekend called Last Full Measure that, as is usually the case here in Los Angeles, it opens a week or so before it goes wide. And this movie impacted me. I cried through probably the last 40 minutes of the movie. It's a true story, told in a way that you are gripped, especially, again, if you've had any experience with any wars, or you have people in your family who have been in any wars. There are two really strong messages that come from this, and I'm not going to give the story away, but I will tell you another really good, this is a big cast in this movie. Ed Harris is in it, Samuel L. Jackson, Bradley Whitford, Christopher Plummer, William Hurt, Peter Fonda was his last movie, Linus Roach, Michael Imperioli. This is a big cast, and a movie that will have, I think, impact on people only if you see it. People telling stories about it will not make a difference. You have to see it to feel the impact that this guy that was honored, that all these people worked on for 30-some-odd years to get him, the honor that he deserved from the government. But also it goes into sort of government corruption and how these things get pushed aside for political reasons. I recommend the movie. And then lastly, I saw a movie that really rancored me. And the reason I'm telling you the story is because it's about the Chinese. It's called The American Factory. It's a Netflix documentary that has opened wide, or at least it's opening wide here. I don't know whether you can see people have Netflix, they watch this stuff when they watch it. But anybody's got Netflix, this is something to watch. Not only does it tell you a hugely important story about America, the American worker, the American workplace, the present, the future. It starts with the closing of a General Motors plant in Dayton, Ohio in 1998. And all the workers that were there, 1,800, were all fired. That was the end of the line for them and for that plant. And about 4 years later, a Chinese company, buys the plant. It's a company that makes auto glass, and they have a huge plant in China, but they need more distribution because many of their customers are here in America. So this company buys the plant and retools it and then begins to hire back American workers. And the sum and substance of it is, when you look at the first takeaway, the first of three takeaways from this for me, was how the difference in the Chinese worker and the American worker, just in the way they look. Every single person that was, and they were, you could see the plant, every person that you saw that was an American was overweight. And I don't mean a little overweight, I mean hugely overweight. The men and the women who were working, they went to China to learn how to do things over there. It took me back, frankly. The second thing that I took away from it was how the Chinese basically are not to be trusted. They came in, took this plant over, promised all sorts of things, and they never really delivered. As I said, 3,000 or 4,000 people that they brought in to try to make it work, and they're still working trying to finesse it. But they're just not to be, culturally not to be trusted. That's my takeaway. It's called American Factory. All right, so a few stories, 21 after the hour, related to the Chinese connection here.
This is Carl on his motorcycle.
Let's ride till we run out of gas!
And this is Carl off his motorcycle.
Balsa wood is very different than teak. People confuse the two.
On his motorcycle.
Hey, check out that view!
Off his motorcycle.
Let's do puzzles in the break room.
On.
Look at all that open road!
Off.
Look how long my fingernails are getting.
You're better on your bike. Progressive helps keep you on it. Get a quote in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Hi, Saver. Walgreens here. We like the way you save. Take coffee. You know it doesn't have to cost $4 a cup, so you make your own. And co-pays on Medicare Part D. You save up to $5 and get 100 balance rewards points on each prescription when Walgreens is your preferred pharmacy. Save smartly on Med D. Walgreens. Trusted since 1901. Co-pay savings on Tier 1 generic drugs available through select plans that include Walgreens as a preferred pharmacy. Points cannot be earned in Arkansas, New Jersey, or New York. Complete details at walgreens.com/balance.
If you're driven by an adventurous heart, you're in luck. The Subaru Outback is all new for 2020. It'll take you as far as you want to explore with standard symmetrical all-wheel drive plus up to 33 miles per gallon. It'll take you off the beaten path with 8.7 inches of ground clearance plus standard X mode with hill descent control. Welcome to the all-new best Outback ever, the 2020 Subaru Outback. Go where love takes you. EPA estimated highway fuel economy for the 2020 Subaru Outback non-turbo model. Actual mileage may vary.
Now's the time to join the Brotherhood of Muscle, because we're offering Dodge Power Dollars on the 2019 Dodge Charger and Challenger, which means for each horsepower, you'll get $10 off your purchase. Roll out in a Challenger SRT Hellcat Red Eye and get $7,970 off. Maybe you'll take off in a Dodge Charger with available 485 horsepower. So come in to your local Dodge dealer now. See dealer for details. Offer not available on vehicle leases. Take retail delivery from dealer stock by 2320. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Here is your healthcare update with America's healthcare advocate, Kerry Hall.
Do antioxidants really have a positive effect on our health and reverse the aging process? I'll be right back to tell you. Do antioxidants really reverse the aging process? Well, here's some real numbers that should make a difference to you. Death rates for people that take antioxidants are down by 50%. Cancer deaths are down by 13%. Cancer survival rates are up by 50%. Heart attack and stroke, down by 50%. Skin cancer, down by 70%. Infections are down by 50%. And cataracts are down by 27 to 36%. Those are some pretty powerful numbers, ladies and gentlemen, that show that antioxidants really do make a big difference in your life if you choose to take them. They can really reverse the aging process and allow you a much happier, healthier life. The cost of vitamins and minerals is small, especially compared with the money saved on drugs, doctor bills, hospitalization, and the ultimate effects of combined aging.
Do you you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Come fly with me, let's fly away. If you can use some exotic booze, there's a bar in far Bombay.
Fabulous.
Come on and fly with me, let's fly away.
Frank Sinatra.
Come fly with me. Let's
how many great songs.
Even
we're sort of having this age divide thing today. So, ladies, Jennifer, Victoria, Kara, how much of Frank Sinatra's songbook do you know and do you appreciate? Where does it go from the beginning of knowing who he is to what songs he's connected to? What do you think? Your mother a fan of Sinatra's, Victoria?
My mom saw Sinatra probably like 7 times live.
Really?
So, yeah. Oh, yeah, she was a huge fan. I would say I know every one of his hits, for sure.
Yeah,
I love Frank Sinatra. Yeah.
Yeah. All right, the hits. What about you, Kara? Your father is...
appreciates it because it's music, but... Yeah, I don't know. I know the hits just like everybody else, yeah.
All right. Well, some of the items from Frank Sinatra's Chairman Suite, which is in Atlantic City, are on the auction block following the giving the public a chance at living like the chairman of the board. SNS Auctions in New Jersey purchased the contents of Sinatra's executive suite at the former Golden Nugget Casino over in Atlantic City. The auction said, quote, "You actually have a chance here as the public to own something that Frank Sinatra sat on or slept on."
Wow.
Some of the items were used by Sinatra to entertain all of his famous friends. Others, like a marble commode with a golden seat, are flush, get it, with Hollywood opulence. Get what I'm doing there?
Get it.
These commodes would probably have cost somewhere around $20,000 to $30,000 when they were new. What do you? I bet you they'll go for 10 times that. What do you bet? People are crazy when they buy stuff like this.
Yes.
Yeah. Right.
And you wonder where they get their money to buy stuff
like
this.
Right.
But
Steve Wynn's direction, he's the guy that owns the casino. Items from around the world furnished Sinatra's enormous suite back in the '80s. Some items can be had for a couple of $100 or less. Others, like a clock, Ferdinand Bertrand. Clock. I don't know. Is that how you pronounce that? I don't know who he was.
It's apparently a very, very famous clock. That'll be hundreds of thousands. Yeah.
Yeah. clock is ornamented in bronze with an ebony case. It'll be interesting to follow that and see what they get. But whenever
you
I hear
just
Google
the picture of the gold toilet because it's
yeah.
Yeah, it looks like something that like a Grecian god would use.
Really? Yeah.
Isn't there rumor that Oprah has a golden toilet too?
I don't know. I've never heard that. I know Trump like always has a
gold
toilet.
All over the place. Yeah, he likes gold. All right, so that's the Frank Sinatra story. Up next, on the 9th of February at the Oscars, a lady from Galway, Ireland, will make history at the 92nd Academy Awards. She was the first woman to conduct the Oscar Orchestra at the Dolby Theatre in L.A. The lady's name is Amir Noon.
Amer.
Amer, is that it? Okay, Amir. Yeah. Amer Noon, yep, okay. Mm-hmm. The show conducts excerpts from 5 nominated scores. Ms. Noon said the wonderful producers at the Oscars decided that they would like to finally see a female presence on the podium after all these years. Noon praised the Oscars musical director, Ricky Minor, saying that he is an amazing kindred spirit who endeavors to elevate music and musicians at every possible turn. Minor conducts the rest of the show as he did last year. It was his first Oscar show. As a poignant moment, Noon admits to Variety that it's an honor to be there to help normalize something that I do every day. The girls everywhere will see this and say, I think I'll do that. And that's kind of what we want here. So good, this news from the Oscars. 28 after on the DJV show.
Running out on your chance to enter the Rocket Mortgage Super Bowl Squares Sweepstakes. The largest official game of Super Bowl Squares ever with millions of dollars in prizes. And best of all, it's free to enter. Every score change during Super Bowl 54 pays out $50,000. That's right, touchdowns, field goals, safeties, even extra points. We'll draw one lucky winner from the corresponding square to win $50,000. It could be you! Plus, 2 grand prize winners will win $500,000 they could use toward their dream home. See rules and enter now at RocketMortgageSquares.com. Then tune in February 2nd to see if you win. Rocket Mortgage, official mortgage sponsor of Super Bowl 54.
Enter by January 30th, 2020. No purchase necessary. 18 years or older, except Alabama, Nebraska, and Mississippi. Ends January 30th. Licensed all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. The NFL is not sponsored promotion in any way.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman. Brought to you by Aziz.
Remember that sound from the Jetsons? While we haven't seen any flying cars out there just yet, drones have become commonplace. In fact, UPS is working to bring drones into their delivery workforce. Paul Gasper from UPS explains.
We were just awarded the first certification in the U.S. to actually operate a drone airline. And we're already doing this. For example, I know in Atlanta, we're actually utilizing drones to move lab requirements from either lab facility to a hospital or vice versa. Historically, what's happened is they would have to have a fleet of people to actually wait for those products and actually deliver those products, wait in traffic, get them to come back. Well, now that eliminates that requirement and speeds up the actual lab requirements to get to that final destination.
More info is at UPS.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
In the headlines this hour, tributes to Kobe Bryant. Many schools starting the day with a moment of silence for the basketball great, his 13-year-old daughter, and the 7 other people who perished on the plane.
He did a good job at playing. I'm glad that he completed his dreams.
Crash investigators still trying to determine the cause of the crash. It's believed fog could have played a role. On Capitol Hill were the president's A-list lawyers defending him for a second day against the 2 articles of impeachment. The first session was Saturday for about 2 hours. The coronavirus continues to spread, the numbers soaring. 5 confirmed cases here in the United States, many, many suspected cases, and in China, many people have already died. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology. Right now, it's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Four at the hour now on the DJV program. Doug, Jen, Victoria, Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and the additional added attraction is Kara Schillman. So at the controls, we all work together. We're not competitors. Oftentimes that happens. Have you ever felt that way when you were playing games with a friend of yours? Let's say, I don't know, what did you play for games, Victoria, as a kid growing up? Jennifer, would you play
games?
Yeah.
Like, well, board games, I'd play all the standards.
Yeah. Board games, yeah.
I played board games, but I also liked imagination games. Like, I'd make everybody play school or store or travel agent or hospital. And I didn't skimp. Like, I had to have, like, real forms and a cash register.
Really?
Yeah, I was not into the toys that they sell you. I wanted, like, legitimate things. Like, I would use my own textbooks, and I would make copies at my dad's office
really?
For worksheets. Oh, yeah.
Wow, you were really serious.
Oh, yeah.
About stuff like that. All right.
You
so
would have been sent to the principal's office, by the way, immediately.
But the people who were playing the game with you, were they upset because you took extra added interest in playing the game so that you were
let's just say I wasn't the most popular teacher because my family wouldn't like to play school with me, but they'd play other things. But I was always told I was a little too bossy for school.
Really? Yeah. All right, Victoria, what about you when you were growing up? Would you play? What kind of games you play?
I was really athletic, so I was always playing sports. So all kinds, just everything.
Were you a fierce competitor out on field or the floor? You were.
Oh, yeah.
Like basketball. Sure. I can see you playing basketball because you're tall.
No, I hate basketball.
Oh, yeah.
Everyone just says, everyone assumes that because I'm tall.
Same thing,
no,
right.
I hate basketball. I played soccer. I played football with the boys. I played lacrosse. Yeah, and tennis. Those were my main ones.
So how did the boys like it when you were playing with them on their sports, what they would consider their sports?
Well, I was the only girl, so I was the automatic QB, so I would be the quarterback for both teams, so no one could tackle me. Yeah, because you don't want to tackle your own quarterback, so
no.
It worked out fine.
I don't know. And so, but you, I could hear, I know you're competitive. Well, both of you are, but in different ways. Kara, you're pretty competitive, too. How about that aspect of you when you were playing earlier?
Kara played water polo. That's intense.
I mean, I didn't play that until college, so that was a little bit different. I was competitive with that, but I was also playing with an all-guys team. There were like two other women on the team, so it's a little bit different. I mean, I think they were definitely a bit more careful around me. And it's hard to be competitive when you're that much smaller than all the guys on the team. But, I mean, I did swimming as a kid, so that was competitive, but it was, I don't know, it was kind of more of an individual thing. It's like you're swimming against people and trying to beat them, but I don't know. I'm not a super competitive person when it comes to games. Maybe that's just because I'm naturally a winner, so
it's not competitive. Well, yes, you are naturally a winner. Yeah. Good. The reason I bring it up in part is because of the focus on Kobe Bryant and him being a competitor and a very aggressive competitor, but most of the people that played with him or against him liked him. And so I think you can be, the point here is you can be a competitor, you can be even aggressive, but people will still like you, they'll respect you for being good at what you do. And I think that starts when you're young. I think that starts when you have what you're, maybe the way your parents would teach you to act in a situation like that. Whether your folks on the sidelines cheering you on, Victoria, when you were playing these games, or did your mother say,
don't
get hurt, Victoria?
No. My dad was my soccer coach, so, we were the whole family. I come from, like, both sides of my family, though, were just very athletic, so, I grew up going to my cousin's football games, and everyone would go to my soccer games, and we just had a naturally athletic family, I guess, and so everybody was really into sports.
Well, there are different types of games to play, for sure, athletic games, the stuff Jennifer played, that she was creative, because she's creative. We're
I did a
creative.
Lot of that stuff when I was younger with my brother, too.
Yeah.
We always played lots of imagination games things that.
It's good to think about and be as creative as you can be. That's for sure, I think. Hello to Daryl Festa and Kurt Drew and Kate Carey and Tanner Janetsky, all listening to the DJV program as Victoria explores a new plane from Boeing. There's a little bit there's an apprehension here, and I'll tell you why after you tell the story of the 777X.
I think there's a lot of apprehension with just the name Boeing at this point. Although they did get, they had a win on Saturday morning. They did their first completion of the test flights for the 777X plane. And this is the largest, most fuel-efficient twin-engine jet in the world, according to Boeing. They claim to have 10% lower fuel use, emissions, and operating costs. And so it was initially supposed to have their maiden flight on the 23rd, but it was rescheduled twice due to high winds. And so on Saturday, they finally got the right conditions, and the plane took off from an airfield in Everett, Washington, and taking a flight path designed, obviously, to avoid any populated area. And then it touched down in Seattle 4 hours later. And so, as we know, Boeing is still trying to fix the 737 MAX model. I don't even know at this point. Every airline seems to keep pushing back when they're officially going to start running these jets again.
Yeah, okay,
I don't know if they ever will.
No.
The new, just to finish up on the 777, said that one, they're aiming for that to be certified to be in circulation by 2021.
Well, they'll take the different step here is they're going to certify it with all the federal authorities, not only here, but in the important cities and countries around the world where they have customers. They've sold more, they have more pre-sales for this plane than they've had in terms of dollars and cents for a long time. Matter of fact, a lot of customers who were buying the 737 have converted their orders to the 777X, because a lot of these bigger companies, the bigger airlines are doing a lot of long haul. The 777X is more highly regarded. The Airbus has what they claim, and I don't mean to get into the weeds here a little bit, because I like planes and I have some knowledge. They have a 350X. Delta just bought a bunch of them, and now I guess they're wondering whether they should have or not. There's pressure in America to buy American-made, even though the 737 is a problem for Boeing. Most of those, I think, are going to be converted to the 737-900, which is stepping back to what the last stretch was of the 737. But at some point, if you understand how these planes were all developed on what they call a jig. Anybody who's worked in a factory knows what a jig is. It's what you build a frame around and what you put the skin around, whether it's a car or a truck or a plane, whatever it is. That's how these things are built and crafted. So they keep stretching. They started with the 707. Actually, they started with the DC-3, just making them longer so they can put more people into them. But then you have to accommodate. They stopped with the DC-3 because they couldn't make them any longer or bigger because they couldn't figure out how to make them fly. So they stopped. And so with the advent of the 707, it was more obvious with the 727. When they came out, they were only a 110-passenger plane, and by the time they stopped making them in the early 90s, they had stretched it so they carried almost 200 people. They just keep adding sections to the plane. So that's what they've done. The 737 was the same. Originally, it was about 110, 120 passengers, and now you can get up to 200 in the 737-900. Which is supposed to, for Boeing, replace the 757, but it really hasn't. And I flew on a 757 that Delta's flying when I went to Salt Lake last week, and they've completely rehabbed it. As a matter of fact, they're grabbing all the 757s that other operators are stopping using around the world. They're completely rehabbing them because they're such a passenger-friendly plane. But with the 777X, what they're not telling you is some of the same instrumentation that has been a problem for the 737 was in the 777X. Larger engine, even though it's fuel efficient, but they've stretched the plane out another 17 feet from where the last 777. They had the 777-200, then the 777-300, and now they have the X. They've stretched it three times. They've done the same with the 787. It was a 787-8, and then there was a 9. Excuse me. They just keep making them bigger, but as you make them bigger, you've got to accommodate, you know, with all of the rest of the things that are necessary to keep the thing in the air. And so it will be very interesting to see how this plane works, but there already are tons of orders for it, and I think that, we'll see. We wish them well, anyway, as a great American company. Some food news here. You'll all be happy to know that there's a new healthier butter spread that's coming on the market. Scientists have created a new low-calorie butter spread. Sort of reminds me of the old days of margarine. But in this case, it has dairy in it, but it's mostly water.
That just sounds gross.
So butter juice, basically.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah. It's butter juice.
Can't people just use real butter?
I don't know. Real butter is really good. You listen to Jack Stockwell tell you how good butter is for you.
Yeah.
It really is good for you. Yeah. I don't know. I don't understand why people.
If you're trying to cut calories, though, it's high in calories.
It's 10% of what the regular stick of butter is. A regular stick of butter has 25 calories, and this thing has 2.8 grams of fat. And so, that's the business about. Did you say you had a wine? Would you find a wine story, Victoria? Was that you or Jennifer? Jennifer's always onto wine.
Well, no, I said this is, a wine story that is going to make me very happy. I'm not sure if Jen's that much of a rosé fan, but
I like rosé, actually.
Well, the Chateau Miraval, which, if that name is familiar,
that's because Brad and Angie.
Brad and Angelina's, that's their winery, even though they're done and I think have finalized all of their divorce proceedings. The one thing that they did keep, which is interesting, they still kept the stake in Chateau Miraval. This is the chateau in France, where in Provence, where they actually were living, and it produces my absolute favorite rosé. And so now they actually have a special new wine that's coming out from Chateau Miraval, and it's going to be a sparkling rosé, and that is probably going to be delicious, just like all the others.
Yeah.
If you're a rosé fan, when it comes time in the spring, when people, like usually in May, when people start busting out the rosé, Miraval is, you cannot go wrong. It's so delicious.
It's really pretty amazing. Speaking of Brad, this has nothing to do with wine, but how much has been made of the, there were 20 million tweets of that picture of the two of them.
Yeah,
the,
they're getting back together. Yeah. They're married. Just got to remember that.
Just amazing.
Hurry! Time is running out on your chance to enter the Rocket Mortgage Super Bowl Squares Sweepstakes. The largest official game of Super Bowl Squares ever, with millions of dollars in prizes. And best of all, it's free to enter. Every score change during Super Bowl 54 pays out $50,000. That's right, touchdowns, field goals, safeties, even extra points. We'll draw one lucky winner from the corresponding square to win $50,000. It could be you! Plus, two grand prize winners will win $500,000 they could use toward their dream home. See rules and enter now at RocketMortgageSquares.com. Then tune in February 2nd to see if you win. Rocket Mortgage, official mortgage sponsor of Super Bowl 54.
Enter by January 30th, 2020. No purchase necessary. 18 years or older, except Alabama, Nebraska, and Mississippi. Ends January 30th. Licensed all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. The NFL is not sponsored promotion in any way.
The most dangerous day for a newborn is her first day of life. Every 31 seconds, an infant dies from infections, pneumonia, malnutrition. But she doesn't have to die. For more than 60 years, Project Hope has been saving lives around the world, delivering medicines and supplies, giving newborns a healthy start, making sure her first day of life is not her last, because everyone deserves hope. To volunteer or learn more about Project Hope, visit projecthope.org/newborns.
Kia doesn't have to be the oldest SUV maker around, because what they lack in the cautious restraint of age, they make up for with the gravel-pounding ambition of youth. Telluride, Sportage, and Sorento SX, part of the tough-and-ready lineup of SUVs from Kia, with fully active all-wheel drive, torque vectoring corner control, and forward collision warning. Kia, give it everything. No system, no matter how advanced, can compensate for all driver error and or driving conditions. Forward collision warning is not a substitute for safe driving and may not detect all objects surrounding the vehicle. Always drive safely and use caution.
Hey, check out this report of our Office 365 email and the threats sitting in users' inboxes.
Wow, how did you get this?
There's a free tool called Barracuda Email Threat Scanner that can quickly and safely scan our Office 365 email for hidden threats like spear phishing and domain fraud.
Really?
Yeah, Barracuda Email Threat Scanner identifies hidden threats and employees most at risk for a cyber attack, all summarized in a complete report.
This is great.
Get your free email threat scan now at Barracuda.com. Barracuda. Your journey secured.
Message and data rates may apply.
Earning your degree from one of the top business schools in the country might sound impossible to fit into your workload. But what if there were a business degree that advanced your career skills and gave you access to world-renowned faculty, leaders, and mentors all on your schedule? One that opened doors to some of the most influential CEOs, tech companies, law firms, entrepreneurs, and thought leaders. And what if you could earn that degree in as little as 16 months, 100% online? Find out more. Text NET to 79645. Start on the path to earning your MBA or Business Analytics Master's degree online from the W.P. Carey School of Business at Arizona State University today. Learn more about the graduate programs from the top-ranked W.P. Carey School of Business at Arizona State University, offered 100% online. Text NET to 79645. That's NET to 79645.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. That's 800-932-1789.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Time for Tommy the K on the DJ&E program from the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio program, which is a fantastic success story. The fact that Tom was homeless before this all got started. And now he has this wonderful house in New Jersey, not far from you, Victoria. As a matter of fact, it's a good, a nice place. He's fixed it all up. Even has, you can eat off the floor in the garage.
I was just working in the garage yesterday.
Yeah, right?
Yep.
You can eat off that floor. That floor, I've never seen a floor like. I'd like to have a garage floor that did look like that in my house. All right, let's get to some of your questions and talk about what's going on for those people who benefit from either listening to the Money Pit or maybe going to the website. Frank listens to us in California. He wants to replace windows in a stucco circumstance. That is,
right.
So the stucco is different, obviously, than the wood, but in what way? How does he manage to deal with the stucco surface?
Well, I mean, look, if you're going to replace your windows, there's two ways to do it. There's the hard way and the easy way.
The right way and the wrong way.
So
maybe through is the army way.
The hard
too.
Way, right? The hard way is you take off your siding and put in what is essentially a new construction window that goes right into the frame of the wall and you re-side around it, which in Frank's case is particularly difficult because his siding is stucco, which means he's busting up all the stucco around the wall. And that's just a big, big job, right? The better option, Frank, is to use replacement windows, which are basically made to fit the shape and the size of your old windows. And with a replacement window, you only take out the sash, which is the operable part of the window. So that's the part that slides up and down, or if it's a casement, it tilts in and out, and so on. And then the replacement window fits in that same opening. So you're really not changing the size of that opening, and you're certainly not exposing the exterior wall to weather. You're doing it all sort of within the confines of the shape of the window that's there now. And replacement windows are all custom made to fit. I mean, that is the business. It's not like you have to find one to fit. They're made to fit.
You know, I've been to these factories, Doug, and they'll take a piece of glass that is, you know, 8 or 10 feet wide by very long, and they'll, computers will figure out how to cut it all up perfectly so there's no waste, and they're making your window as part of that. So that's the way that works. So you want replacement windows, Frank, not new construction, and you can leave your stucco alone.
One of the things that I like about Tom, most everybody who listens to this program knows that whether it's the ladies that are on or the people who are specialists, they're all my friends. And Tom has is so highly regarded among people in radio and in his field that it's very interesting to see some of the ways. I was thinking this the other day. I don't know why the heck I was thinking about you when I Warren was on the radio. I was listening to Warren do his pet show. And I asked Warren this once before, and I've never asked you. What happens, have you ever gotten a question? People can call you 888-MONEY-PIT anytime, day or night, leave their question, and you'll answer on the air. Any question you ever got that you couldn't answer? Honest, come on now, honestly.
Once or twice. Yeah. I mean, it's rare that we don't have some direction for you. Look, we're not experts in every single aspect of it, but we can usually get you pointed in the right direction. It's uncommon. Look, I spent 20 years as a professional home inspector, so that's kind of where the experience comes from.
Yeah.
So I learned, you know, I mean, well, everybody that's in construction knows how to put things together, but through home inspection, you know how it falls apart.
Right.
And you know what wears and you know where the...
And then how to fix it.
And how to fix it, exactly. Yeah. Right, yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. So you have an interesting article. I always send people to the Money Pit, the newsletter and the website. Money Pit newsletter is at moneypit.com. The way to sell your home in the wintertime. Listen up, those of you who are having to move because you got transferred or something. I have a great friend who's a real estate professional, sells a lot of homes, makes a lot of money. And I, you know, in the wintertime, he comes to California. But how do you? I mean, you got to, there are some people.
Well, a lot of people panic because they're selling their home in the winter and they're not, and, you know, they're worried about it's not going to show well. And so, but I mean, look, the same rules apply. I mean, first of all, I just mentioned being a home inspector. I think having a home inspection is a smart thing to do as a seller because you're going to know what mechanically and structurally may come up in the actual inspection done by the buyer, and you get the opportunity to determine that in advance. You know, you do want to make sure that you spruce up the exterior as much as you potentially can. You on your listing, and this is really important, Doug, that folks forget today, since most of the shopping is done online, you want to make sure you're sharing photography from different seasons. Don't all have it be the winter folks that maybe the winter pics that the realtor took before taking your listing. Make sure you have photography from across the seasons. And then make sure you have good outside lighting, because folks may be seeing your home at night, and you can
drone pictures from the above. That's
drone.
A new.
I don't know that really helps us. And clean it and declutter it, you know, like the same way you would do in the spring.
All right, there it is. MoneyPit.com, 888 Money Pit. Tom Kreitler from the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Program.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.